Konkurs World of Languages z języka angielskiego. Klasa trzecia. Część pierwsza. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie tekst. Przed jego wysłuchaniem usłyszysz dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w trakcie przerw. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
You probably heard about cancel culture. It's actually a modern-day form of boycotting, but in the digital age. And while some people have been cancelled for very good reasons, others like Manny Gutierrez feel they were unfairly targeted by an angry internet mob. Manny wasn't always a famous makeup artist with millions of followers. He grew up in Southern California and worked at a makeup counter at the local mall. Eventually, his makeup tutorials took off online and he amassed a loyal following. Until summer 2018, when a feud with a group of fellow YouTubers spiraled out of control, and Manny was cancelled. It didn't take long for Manny to lose many of their followers and sponsorships he had worked so hard to develop over the years. A year later, Manny released a video reflecting on the entire experience. It became very clear that it affected more than just his business opportunities. It had a huge impact on his mental health and self-esteem. Despite the backlash from some prominent figures, cancel culture has been praised for holding those in power accountable. Manny thinks that idea of cancel culture when you make one mistake and you can never come back as a second chance, that there's no forgiveness, is wrong and completely not right. Manny is now back to vlogging and he says he's realized the importance of maintaining a work-life balance and not taking what people say online about you too seriously. You probably heard about cancel culture. It's actually a modern-day form of boycotting, but in the digital age. And while some people have been cancelled for very good reasons, others like Manny Gutierrez feel they were unfairly targeted by an angry internet mob. Manny wasn't always a famous makeup artist with millions of followers. He grew up in Southern California and worked at a makeup counter at the local mall. Eventually, his makeup tutorials took off online and he amassed a loyal following. Until summer 2018, when a feud with a group of fellow YouTubers spiraled out of control, and Manny was cancelled. It didn't take long for Manny to lose many of their followers and sponsorships he had worked so hard to develop over the years. A year later, Manny released a video reflecting on the entire experience. It became very clear that it affected more than just his business opportunities. It had a huge impact on his mental health and self-esteem. Despite the backlash from some prominent figures, cancel culture has been praised for holding those in power accountable. Manny thinks that idea of cancel culture when you make one mistake and you can never come back as a second chance, that there's no forgiveness, is wrong and completely not right. Manny is now back to vlogging and he says he's realized the importance of maintaining a work-life balance and not taking what people say online about you too seriously.
Koniec części pierwszej.